Hello and thanks once again for taking the time to download and listen to a podcast from CelticUnderground.net. I'm Harry Brady and this is podcast number 241. This week I'm being joined by the incomparable Mr. Mark Cameron, aka at Lefty Boy from Twitter. Mark is one of those fantastic supporters who travel everywhere to see Celtic. I'm sure if Celtic were playing on the moon tomorrow, he'd find a way of being there. So who better to speak to than Lefty Boy about the League Cup victory, the Cup quarter-final replay, league performances and the Celtic FC Foundation. Oh, and is Ronnie Dyer the sexiest Celtic manager in history? And Mark is on the Celtic FC Foundation Supporters Committee, and one of the forthcoming events of that is the Celtic FC Foundation's Golf Charity Day, which is taking place on World Autism Day of the 2nd of April. As I record this, I think there might only be one or two team places left, literally, not figuratively. And it's also just been announced that the number of ex-players playing, including Bobby Petter and Tom Boyd. If you're interested, it's £100 for a person to play, £400 for a team of four for the four ball. It's £40 a place for guests. And you can email cfcfoundation@celticfc.co.uk. or phone 01415514291. But enough of me, on to Lefty Boy, Mark Cameron, talking about the sexiest man to manage a Celtic football club, Ronnie Dyer. So Mark, over to you. So, Mark, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, Harry. Very well indeed. Enjoyed the game last night, enjoyed the weekend just passed, and I think things are looking pretty rosy, I would say.
So, first questions first. Is Ronnie Dyer the sexiest manager Celtic have ever had?
Let me think about that one.
I completely threw you after telling you what we were going to talk about.
Yes, you have. You've thrown a spanner in the works there. I think he certainly is engaging with the support. And you've seen last night where, you know, far more than normal would have hung back at the end of the game to see the Ronnie Roar in front of their particular stand. And certainly, once the final whistle goes, most people tend to troop off. But now we wait for the Ronnie Roar in front of our stand, and then everyone else does it on the four sides. So, yes, he's certainly bringing a little bit of bond between the players, if you like, or certainly the club and the supporters. And I think things like that really help everyone get what the club's all about, and I think it gives you a better appreciation of the type of guy that Ronnie Dyer is. I have to say right from the outset, Harry, that I've been on the Ronnie bus from day one. I felt he was a good appointment, certainly a little bit risky, but it was worth, it looks as if it's going to be worthwhile, and I was certainly very interested when his name came up as a potential candidate for the job, and you know, doing a little bit of research into, you know, his past in Norway, then it got me excited, I would say, from a very early stage about him as our manager. And although there was some early wobbles, shall we say, around the Champions League qualifiers, I think he's stuck with it. And he's beginning to see the fruits of his labour.
So I too was on that Ronnie bus, and for exactly the same reasons as you. I remember somebody speaking to me a year before, or maybe 9 months before Neil Lennon left, and saying, if Neil Lennon was to leave, who would you want as manager? And I said, well, I don't know who I would want as manager, because I've just got a CV of what I would want as manager. I probably would want a non-British coach for us to try something different, because domestically we should be doing all right. I'd like someone who is playing in the more modern style of football, with the high pressing up the park, and the way that the top European teams are playing. Probably a young manager that we can have for 5 or 6 years. And so when Ronnie Dyer came along, I thought, brilliant, he's ticking the box of what I'm looking for. And then when he started talking about the style of play, I remember saying to people, I'm not saying Ronnie Dyer will succeed, but I want Ronnie Dyer to succeed, because what he describes he wants Celtic to do is exactly what I want Celtic to do.
Yes, exactly. I think the only thing that I was a little bit concerned about was his lack of experience in Europe, Harry. But, the other things you talk about, being a more modern, younger manager who would come on and develop, particularly some of the Scottish talent, as opposed to going abroad and buying some average players, was something that interested me, certainly in terms of his philosophy and the high-tempo pressing game was something that I liked the idea of, although I wasn't overly sure how well that would be successful in Europe, particularly with a younger manager. But I think we've seen some success of that more recently. I think that his philosophy in terms of fitness and diet, that type of thing, was something that we had, as a club, had let slip, and it was something that I felt we needed to address. And I think we're seeing the benefits of that now, with the players are certainly becoming more and more stronger in the second half of games. And last night, for example, you knew fairly early on that we were going to be okay last night. Yeah. That once we got a goal and then we started to push on, that it was unlikely that Dundee United would be anywhere near good enough for us. And I felt we really come on to really quite a good game. I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed the game last night. And as I said, I would think that the players are enjoying their football.
So you and I are towards the front of the Ronnie bus. There's a guy, Thomas Haverstock from Winnipeg, who continually tweets me after a podcast. I think Thomas is on the Ronnie Dyer bus. There are some people who are throwing stones at the Ronnie bus, wearing Celtic scarves, throwing stones at the Ronnie bus at the beginning. Should we let them on?
There's always more room on the Ronnie bus. The bigger the bus, the better, as far as I'm concerned. I know some really close friends who were very vocal in terms of their opinion of Ronnie. Up until very, very recently, and I'm talking the last 4 to 5 weeks, and a few in particular are, I look forward to seeing them at the game and after the game. A few I seen last night after the game and gave them a Ronnie roar as they came out the stadium when I met them. But yeah, I mean, there's certainly people who have not been convinced by him, and I think that coming to a foreign country and having the perseverance to stick with it, because some of the people who were throwing stones at the Ronnie bus were pretty vocal while they were doing so, and he didn't have a great amount of support in the media, it has to be said, over the early part of the season. And I think he's gradually winning those so-called experts or former players over. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely...
apparently the police are going round to Chris Sutton's house in the morning. The milk bottles haven't been moved for weeks. The papers are filling up his letterbox. People are getting quite concerned. Because, I mean, you used to get up in the morning and you'd open the curtains and Chris Sutton would be standing... You'd go to clean your teeth and Chris Sutton would be standing in your shower saying, Ronnie Dyer is crap. And, yes. And now you can't find him anywhere.
Yes, yeah, I would be concerned about Chris and a few others that were not overly supportive of the manager. And you've got to give people an opportunity. You've got to give them a chance. He was never going to come in there and turn things around overnight and get him playing his way. There were some, certainly some